See, this morning I understand that we're going to be touching on Palestine, Iran and Dubai.
That's right, we're going to be talking about Palestine as our first topic. The line is a bit unclear, so I am struggling to hear you clearly, Brother Faisal. But when it comes to the topic about Palestine, there's one story that's making a lot of news headlines, and that's the story about Palestinian schools. It is currently the summer holidays throughout the Middle East. Schools are closed, at least until the end of August and early September. But for the time being, there's a big campaign that's happening on the ground in Palestine, and specifically in the West Bank, where the government is emphasizing on vocational and technical training. You see, the government's vision is to reform the educational system, and they're hoping to alleviate unemployment. We know that in Palestine, both the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, there is an unemployment rate of nothing less than 65%. Now, the majority of youth in Palestine are hoping and are pursuing academic tracks at universities, and that's more than the job market can actually handle. So the majority of university graduates in Palestine can't find jobs in their majors. And so a lot of technical positions and vocational jobs are going unfilled. There's a statement or a quotation that we hear of in the Middle East. And Syria, for example, is one of the key prime examples, where they say that you would find in every street people riding bicycles or walking along as pedestrians. And if you see 10 people walking, the Arabic statement or saying there is, at least 7 of them have PhDs. So there's a lot of academic hope and promise, but unfortunately there isn't enough of a job market for them. There's a need for technical and vocational jobs, mechanics, engineers, on the ground itself, people at fronting stores and supermarkets. So while there's plenty of doctors and engineers, there's not enough carpenters or plumbers or electricians or people in the food and beverage enterprise. So as a result of this, the Palestinian government in the West Bank are pushing for people, for youth, to enter vocational and technical training colleges and schools, and saying that if they do so and choose for this, as opposed to an academic stream of studies, there's a greater chance of them experiencing success in their lives and having employment. So that's the educational reform policy or campaign that Palestine is hoping to put out in the coming months.
And then moving on to the other stories, Papa. The one thing that really attracted me to the Palestinian story is that the school holidays up until August. I think a lot of kids in South Africa wish they had that amount of time.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know, but if you look at it, for example, from another angle, my son as well has a 7-week holiday, and I know that family and cousins are all extremely envious of them. But this is really like their December, January, you know, in South Africa, where you get your December, January, your 5-6 week holiday. So this is for them, that 5 or 6 week holiday, because December, they literally just close for the Christmas and New Year holiday, maybe maximum 8 days if you're lucky. So yeah, this is their main holiday of the year for them, and they're all very, very excited. Yeah.
And Abba, in Iran, what's happening in Iran at the moment?
Well, in Iran, we're finding an interesting story. A few years back, we covered a story, I think in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, we covered a story where about 20-odd people die every day, Brother Faisal, in Iran from the low quality of air. So the air pollution, we talk about Beijing, we talk about Hong Kong, even Kuala Lumpur, but one of the most underreported areas in the world about air pollution is Iran itself. Mm. So Iranians decided to do something, and they could not take this air pollution issue, people dying of it, people being diagnosed with respiratory conditions for years on end. So they decided to start Car-Free Tuesdays, and it's the first of its kind in the Middle East. And they're encouraging Iranians to find alternative ways to get around. They're saying walk, cycle, share car rides in certain areas where cars are allowed to go through, and they're working with the Department of Environment to give it a stamp of approval. It started in Tehran, it's now catching on in all major cities in Iran. And the reason they chose Tuesdays is because Tuesday is the middle of the week. We know that Thursday afternoon people knock off for the weekend, being Friday and Saturday. So Tuesday is the middle of the week, and that's when the traffic congestion is the highest the air pollution is the worst. What's interesting is that the World Bank estimates losses inflicted on Iran's economy as a result of injuries and deaths caused by this air pollution at $640 million. That's about 0.5% of their GDP. So their campaign is going to run, they say, for 600 weeks. They're asking people to use bikes, to walk, and to use public transport. And 60% of Iranians are supporting this campaign.
But just on Iran, I mean, we know that Eid al-Fitr is finished, the month of Ramadan is finished. In just a few weeks' time, a lot of people will be leaving for Hajj if they're on that six-week or eight-week package. Iranians this year won't be going for Hajj. Is there any developments on it? Has that changed recently?
Well, on the front of the Saudi front, it's been very quiet and very mum recently. We probably will see some statement coming out from Saudi Arabia again, saying that this is what Iran has inflicted upon them. It's their own fault and their own blame. Saudi Arabia opens its arms to Muslims from around the world to come for the Hajj and the Umrah at any time of the year, and specifically the Hajj being a peak season. Iranian side, there hasn't been much, again because of the Eid build-up and the Eid holidays. Now as schools and not rather schools but government institutes and municipalities open up again from yesterday, we may see a resumption of this. There has been some news on the Iranian front, but nothing that I can say is confirmed. We live amongst a great number of Iranians here in Malaysia, and many of them are hopeful that this political debate between the two countries and this coolness will stop, and that will allow for Iranians to resume and to go for the Hajj as they had planned.
And then just one more on Iran as well. I've seen some messages going through on WhatsApp that Iran has cancelled the Eid Salah. How true is that?
Nothing that I've heard of. I've also received those messages, but I haven't heard of that. I did check in with two Iranian neighbors, two sisters who live nearby me, to ask them. And one has family in Tehran itself, and another has family further east. And they were not able to confirm that either. So it could be perhaps maybe, as she had explained, one of my neighbors, that it was a general, one of the large Eidhas that may have been cancelled for political safety or security reasons. Mm-hmm. But they were not able to confirm this from their family back home.
And finally, Hafiza, in Dubai, what's happening there?
Well, we know Dubai is known for its materialism, consumerism, everything bling, gold, and better than everything else, as they're supposed to say. Mm. And we've always heard the report that there will come a time when, because of the fluctuation in oil prices, that it will be cheaper to buy oil or petrol than it is to buy a litre of water.
Mm.
And apparently that is going to happen in Dubai itself, where everything is bigger, better and more bling than the rest of the world. One inventor from Denmark, Taysir Hadi, says that he's been inspired to create this. He says, why drink Evian water and Voss water? He says, why doesn't Dubai have a water that represents Dubai itself? Mm-hmm. And so we created a local water brand where the bottle is shaped like the Burj Khalifa. Sounds ridiculous, but hey, we need to cover everything that happens in the Middle East, from the crazy to the traumatic. And now, this bottle of water that holds 750 mils of water will be sold at $190 per unit.
Sure, that's a lot for water.
Indeed. Yes.
Aparyana, jazakallah so much for giving us some insight in some of the stories. Even if they are crazy, I think we need to sometimes go away from the mainstream and the hard news and just look at these stories and laugh and say, could it be actually possible?
Spot on, absolutely. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.